This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This and No Sherlock is on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Real quick, to address some comments that came in regarding the question, what professional wrestler starred in the 1988 cinematic tour de force, They Live? The answer was Rowdy Piper. One person says, I don't know if you're being sarcastic, Thrill, but They Live was actually a masterpiece. I agree, man. I think it's one of the best movies ever. It's stupid, it's campy, it's all the things. I love that freaking movie. Not being sarcastic. Well, I'm being a little sarcastic, but I mean it. Beyond that, someone says, how can you bring up the movie They Live and not mention the iconic line by Rowdy Piper, I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. All right, back to Jaden. Jaden, here is your next question. Who was the 41st president of the United States of America?
Reagan?
43rd?
41st, H.W. Bush, George H.W., or Senior, as they call him.
Okay, question four, Jaden.
Question number four for you. The Chicago Sears Tower changed its name in 2009 to what?
Sorry, did you repeat that?
The Chicago Sears Tower in Chicago changed its name in 2009 to what?
The big black tower. I don't know, buddy.
And that's a euphemism that I use. Let's keep it easy here.
Bank of America Tower?
Nope. I'll give you a hint. Think different strokes.
The Willis Tower.
That is correct. The Willis Tower. The what you talk about Willis Tower.
The Willis Tower.
The Willis Tower.
He bought that whole thing.
He bought the whole thing. Tom Bridges lives in that entire thing. Yeah.
That's a big building.
All right. What is a group of clams called?
What kind of question is that? A group of clams.
What do you got? Color commentary in the background?
What does it mean? What kind of question is that? It's the kind of question where you're asking what a group of animals is called. In this case, animals are clams.
What kind of person listening to someone else's phone call?
Good Lord.
No, that was me.
Cluster.
A bed. What were you going to say?
I know if you, like, crabs, you can get a bushel of them. Like
sure. Crabs,
and then, like, clams and oysters, you can get a peck.
But you can also get pickles in a peck. That's what Peter Piper was picking. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Or as my son says, Peter Parker. I'm like, damn it, he's Spider-Man. Sorry.
Jaden, question five.
Question number
five. Sound really white, but some pickles and oysters sound good.
That does sound awfully white.
Are these homemade?
How many fingers does a Boy Scout extend during a salute?
Two.
Oh, the answer might shock you, Susan, aren't they?
Hey, you'll use that for the rest of your life once you learn it.
Yeah, probably.
Call me the Boy Scout. That's what that movie, The Last Boy Scout, was about.
Mm-hmm. The old three-finger salute.
Speaking of fingers, in what state will you find the Finger Lakes?
Ooh. The Finger Lakes. New York.
All right.
You got it.
There you go. Very good. All right, Jaden. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy!
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Marshall, what team are you on today?
Oh, sober. Sitting here, I work still.
All right, Marshall.
All right.
Men's room poll.
Bless you.
Pick Thank one you. To overhear having sex. Will it be your parents having adultery, committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents or your grandparents?
I'll go with the grandparents.
Grandparents it is.
Grandparents never knew they get so much love.
They really don't. Are your grandparents still around?
No. Okay. She just died a couple months ago, 100 years old.
Okay. And knowing them alive, who do you think would be the freakier one in bed?
That would be the maternal side. They were pretty nasty.
Okay.
Pretty nasty.
Pretty nasty.
Wow.
Jesus.
I mean, you smell things you never smelled before, man. All right, here is your question. What is someone from Maine called? You meet someone from Maine, they are what?
I would have No idea. Never been to that part of the country. No idea.
Mainlander?
Mainonite.
Mainonite.
I'm kidding. A Mainer.
A Mainer.
I'm just Mainer. Yeah. I'm a Mainer.
And they have, like, Maine's like every other state. There's, like, people that live on the coast and then people that don't.
Right. And two different personalities entirely. Yeah. All right. What newspaper was founded by Charles Dow and Edward Jones in 1889?
Charles Dow, Edward Jones. I was thinking to the New York Times.
That magazine?
It's a newspaper. I guess
Wall Street Journal. Times,
it was the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. Well, this guy's name is Dow.
Dow and Jones.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. What is? Do you have like a sneezing weasel behind you or something?
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here at work. Somebody's hammering something.
Oh, okay.
You should tell them to shut the hell up.
Stop working for a second.
Good Lord, man.
Give you a chance to play the game in peace.
Inconsiderate. All right, your question. On July 4th, 1776, how many English colonies proclaimed a Declaration of Independence?
13.
Okay.
You got it.
Very good.
Every single one of them.
I thought that was going to be a trick question.
The one didn't but got talked into it?
Yeah, like, I don't know, Delaware was like, we're going to wait.
See how they react. Let us know.
Game's Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I also think the guy that started Delaware was like, this is all we need. We're never going to go that far west.
You know, I think you're right. Like, all the space we need.
That's all space we need.
We got Big Peckers. Woo. We got the Big Ball Saloon.
Oh, those are in Maryland.
Yeah.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
It's a short drive.
Hola.
Hola.
Peter, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
T-minus 2 hours still on Team Not Sober.
Okay. Peter, what are you going to do here on the men's room poll? You got to pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
You know, I'm going to go with my grandparents because I've never heard zombies having sex, but that'd be pretty funny.
All right.
Maybe think it'd be funny.
Yeah, it might be free show.
Yeah, no, it rots everywhere, man. It'd be kind of nasty.
I don't think kind of nasty quite does it the justice it deserves. All right, here is your question. Who was the first female comic to be called over to the couch by Johnny Carson?
Rhea Perlman? I don't know.
Joan Rivers?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Get out of here. Oh, Joan Rivers hosted, but I guess she never got called over to the couch.
That is correct.
Interesting.
You can host my show, but I don't find you funny.
It's wild and wacky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a multiple choice question for you. What is Tiger?
Ooh, all right.
Ooh.
Oh, baby.
Weren't you always happier in school when it said there's a surprise to multiple choice? You're like, thank God.
Instead of write down what you know.
I've got a chance.
That way I can at least get a 50. What is Tiger Woods' real first name? Is it Edward, Eldrick, or Ernest?
I'm going to go with Eldrick because that just sounds terrible and I could totally see that.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct.
Whoa!
That's why it's Tiger.
If my name were Eldrick, call me anything you want.
Yeah, why did you name me Eldrick? Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's a D&D name.
Yeah, really.
I named my son Eldrick after the hill people and the snow mountains.
Eldrick the Great.
Call me Tiger. Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
I want to be Kanye.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi.
Kanye the Giant. Rachel, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, oh, oh.
Totally sober.
All right, Rachel, welcome to the program. Rachel, men's room poll, pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be a parent committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
I'll be my grandparents.
All right.
Who's got the mouth on them?
That would be my grandma.
Oh,
do you think she talks dirty?
Oh, yeah. She's Hawaiian. She's completely dirty.
She's Hawaiian.
She's completely dirty. Is this a known thing that if you have sex with a Hawaiian, like they are just going to treat you to the dirty talk?
Oh, yeah.
Make love to me, Howie. I'll give you a different kind of lay. All right, here is your question. What natural phenomena caused the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse in 1940?
That's an earthquake.
Tsunami?
Wind.
Ooh.
Isn't that comforting?
Oh, boy.
All right, your question. Who did Tony Romo replace a quarterback in 2006 as the Dallas Cowboys quarterback? It's the same guy that Tom Brady replaced as the New England Patriots quarterback. Go Cougs.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
That's true.
Guy almost died on the field at one point in time.
He got hit and he actually bled so much internally.
Yeah, they didn't know.
No, they didn't know because he was bleeding internally.
Right, exactly.
No,
now he bleeds wine.
Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He's doing well in the wine world, right?
Yeah, he does very well. He makes wine. People buy it and drink it. He just sits back.
I know people always say that everyone makes beer now, but I feel like everyone makes wine, right? There's like Maynard from Tool. There's What's-His-Face from Queensryche got into it. There is Drew Bledsoe. I feel like wine is just the thing that people do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sophisticated
drunk.
Dave
Matthews, owns a winery?
Right. You brew beer, your friend Tahiti drunk. You make wine, people are like, oh, that's really cool. It's like, no, they're drunk too.
Just depends on whether you want to grow a beard or not.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's entirely it.
I'll just do the wine.
I don't want to grow facial hair, so I'll make wine. I'm going to grow facial hair, I make beer. All right. And if I just have a goatee, I make cider.
And if I'm old, I make whiskey.
And I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, in the basement.
Your question, the Chevy Camaro was originally going to be named after what animal? A hawk, a panther, a wolf, or a rhino?
Panther.
Ooh, that'd be cool. I'd buy the Chevy Panther.
Well, there was the Pantera, right?
Which yeah, just but this means is a panther.
A Pantera is a panther.
But it doesn't say it in the name.
Yes, it does.
Not really.
It does.
So why don't we call it a Black Pantera?
Because we speak English.
Oh, okay.
Right. But Pantera just means panther.
I don't know.
You know.
Seems like it'd be a cool car to buy. Like,
Would you buy a hawk, a wolf, or a rhino? Because, look, I had to come up with multiple choice.
If the rhino was like one of those, like, Volkswagen thing, or like one of those safari type, like the expensive SUV, the Mercedes ones.
Name appropriate, right.
You know what I mean? If it looked like you could go on a safari, or like even like
a Hummer or Land Cruiser.
Even that Toyota thing out there. You know what I mean? Like their
Toyota thing.
Yeah, it's got kind of like the really cool, but safari looking body shape to it. You know what I mean? It's like a four-wheel
drive. The big, thick looking thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's okay.
You could call that a rhino.
Would you buy a hawk? What is a hawk? What kind of car is a hawk if you buy the hawk?
It's gotta be fast.
I think it's a fastback.
You think it's fast?
I think it's fast.
I think it's a two-door fastback.
And then
convertible.
The Wolf. What is the Wolf? That's your last car that you're buying.
Matte black.
I think
it's
a sedan.
Yeah. It is a sedan.
Yeah.
I think it's a four-wheel drive SUV mini one.
You're sending the Wolf?
Yeah, it's like a little tiny SUV.
Either way,
like
you know what it is.
Thing.
Like you got a Wolf because you have kids, so but you still want to drive something that kind of looks cool, but you got to make room for groceries and kids. The Wolf.
Still to come, head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes says you've been eating your chocolate all wrong. No Ed Sherlock coming up. And your email's up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes says you've been eating chocolate all wrong the whole time. No Ed Sherlock is coming up. First time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
All right, let's jump right into the birthdays. Ola Bacholas, I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to my son, Jacob. He is 5 today. We love your show, and he likes the birthday song. So he would like a little kid face sandwich, and maybe Coach Ted giving him some motivation of starting kindergarten this year, which is a pretty big deal. Thanks, guys. See a pain in the grass. That from Frank the Tank.
Fish sandwich.
All right, listen, little fella. You're starting kindergarten. It's a big deal. Number one, enjoy it. Classes are short. Number two, if there is a nap, take that nap. Now, the other little kids in your class are going to go, I'm in kindergarten. I don't need to take a nap. You take that nap. And you tell them, Coach Ted told you, when you're an adult, there's no nap time. Get all the naps you can, little buddy.
Take it home. Men's room 10 years ago today.
Time comes back.
Cohen, pronounced Coco, performed a perfect standing backflip out of his mom and into this world. Please wish him a happy birthday with Coach Ted giving him some advice on some great college mascots and how awesome it would be to be one. Thanks, guys, and Wobbin for the best show on the radio. That from John and the mom.
How old?
He is 10.
Woo! 10 years old. It's time you start learning about mascots. So number one, I hope you grow up to be one. The man inside the costume he's everything. That could be Testudo at the University of Maryland. Could be Big Al down in Alabama. Could be Butch T. Cougar. Either way, work on your aerobics and your athleticism. You dominate. You go be the cougar to leave all cougars behind.
Guys, happy 23rd birthday to my wonderful husband, Patrick. It's been 4 wonderful years with you, and I can't wait for many more. How about an original fish sandwich and some dirty Germans and Aussie Ted? Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, for your birthday, I will show you the new version of the Wet Willy.
That's Ed here from Melbourne. Sounds like over these 4 years, she's enjoyed your Tim Tam a certain amount. It's a biscuit, mate.
Oh, gotcha. What does she do with it?
You put it in your mouth, suck on it a bit, and then you eat it.
I want to wish Nicholas Knight a very happy birthday. Can we get an extra long bong rib, a Ric Flair woo, and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Ron, happy birthday. Can you get the dirty Germans talking about getting 86th out of the casino? Thanks, guys. That from Wayne.
Yeah, I only get to 86th after I get busted 69ing.
Charles, this one time I got 86th out of a casino in New Jersey. So you drop one Long Island iced tea, since I felt they get really upset.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I was 21.
Just one?
One Long Island iced tea, yeah.
They said you got to get out?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was playing this game called Roulette. Said I had a system. The system did not work, and I spilled my drink.
On the roulette table?
On the numbers. And they were like, you should leave.
All the shows want to give a big shout-out to my friend.
Should, you must.
Right. Gerardo, he is 29 years old. Love you a ton. Party on. That from, let's see here, Eileen. What else we got? Hi, guys. I'm writing to celebrate one of my best friend, Jason. Not only is this dude one of the smartest cats I know, he has ultimate love for his family and has helped out the developmentally disabled since I've known him. He deserves a traffic-free day, a skinny dip, to which both sexes would enjoy, and a big old bag of Dick's Burger. So please give him a huge bong rip and a little kid fish sandwich. You guys rock. That from Alec Hawk in Des Moines, probably a distant relative of our own Mike Hawk.
I don't even think it's distant.
Alex Hawk. Like, yeah, first Alec cousin. Hawk, right. Bitches, today is my 31st trip around the big yellow thingy. Can I please get a big old Leroy Jenkins and some turtle sex with a Montgomery in the paws? Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Let's do this. Leroy Montgomery!
Just like at home.
Olivicella, it's my birthday. I'm rocking out the start of my 34th trip around the sun. I'm wondering what it all really means for a 34-year-old. Anyway, can I get the dirty Germans talking about how they would storm Area 51? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is quite simple. I simply go where I think there might be the black hole. It's the easiest entrance, but I expect to be under fire by men in uniform.
Yeah. So, you know, in Germany, we have the Book of Faces, too, and Area 51 people are very annoying. But as Germans, we tend not to storm these American facilities.
Yeah, because it will kill you.
Yeah, seriously, people, what are you thinking? Even if you could, they know the date. You think they're going to leave the aliens in there for you to find?
Yeah, the only aliens they want you to worry about are those that are brown.
Yeah, I have 2 words for you, rubber bullets.
Hello, my husband Jason is a huge fan. We would love listening to your show every day. Today is his 43rd birthday, and I was wondering if you could give him a Your Penis Is Too Small and a Leroy Jenkins. That from the loving wife, Alexis. Birthday wish to my beautiful wife, Jenny. She is 46 years old, a kick-ass wife there. Hopefully get some dirty Germans talking about how she could find a much better job than cleaning for that mean old lady. Love the show, guys.
Yeah, I have the perfect job for you. You could be my personal ghillie suit.
Yeah. Did you ever clean pork? Yeah, you know, in most delis, it's a big job. It's probably better than working as the old lady.
All of it just today is my man, Clint's 48th trip around the sun. He would love a big old Leroy Jenkins. Stay beautiful. That from Amy.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
It's my big brother, Rick Jr.'s birthday. Can you guys sing him the birthday song? And since I was born with a big nose and extra wide feet, can you get a Your Penis Is Too Small? And I just said that. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, love the show. Happy birthday, bro.
Your penis is too small.
said that.
Guys, please wish my wonderful husband, Aaron, a happy birthday. Can you have the Dirty Germans tell him about getting a massage and maybe playing video games for his birthday? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will give you a mouth massage, but there will be no hands.
Yes, you know, that massage sounds awesome. I see you combine these things. Get this mouth massage, as he calls it, while playing video games.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah. Boys joysticks.
One time when I was boy in Germany, I was watching college football while drinking Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Same scenario.
Total German experience.
Benches tonight, my dad turns a big 5-1 today. So can we get the Dirty Germans talking about him getting a big new house for his birthday? Well, that from Jason, Jared, Nisa, and Christina.
Oh, yeah, if you want to call it the house, you can call it the house, but this is big, and you are getting it for your birthday.
Yeah, so now we're going to give it to you. 51 seems about the right age to finally get that big house.
Hi, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Got a little extra emails real quick here from our sit and spin where we had misheard lyrics. Guys, wrapped up like a deuce refers to working a day job and working for the mob at night. Deuce equals two jobs.
Yeah, but everyone else heard douche.
That from Dave. Well, yeah, everyone else heard that. The deuce referring, it's revved up like a deuce, like the car. Guys, I have two stories of misheard lyrics. First is when I worked in a restaurant. I walked back into the kitchen. This older lady that worked on the prep station looks at me and says, "What is this song? And why are they singing about cheese sticks?" The song on the radio was "Like a G6. The second is the song Cups from Pitch Perfect. The lyric is, "You're going to miss me by my walk. You're going to miss me by my talk. Oh, you're going to miss me when I'm gone." And all I've ever been able to hear is, "You're going to miss me by my walk. You're going to miss me by my taco. You're going to miss me when I'm gone."
Jeez.
That from Heather.
Explicit.
Guys, my girlfriend's dad thought the lyrics of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train was greasing up the rails on a gravy train. Instead of, "I'm going off the rails on a crazy train." Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, thought it was blah, 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 instead of love, love, love. I thought in the Ariana Grande song, she was saying bacon and eggs instead of thank you next. Couple more. Uncle Cracker, Drift Away, Give Me the Beach Boys. Also, Dobie Gray. The Commodores, Brick House. She's at Rick's House.
She's at Rick's.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, I Was Getting Laid. Stones, Beast of Burden, I Want to Be in My Big Suburban. Elton John, Tiny Dancer, Count the Headlights on the Highway. Instead of Count the Headlights on the Highway. Pearl Jam, Jeremy, Smoking Grass Today. Instead of Smoking Class Today. Van Halen, Panama, Enema.
Enema.
And Metallica, Inner Sandman, Eggs Delight, Inner Night. Some of the ones there that you confused. All right, still to come, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. No Way Sherlock is back, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Cargo's wild.
Woo! Wow. Thank you, folks. Good to see everybody out here today. Everybody out here like chocolate?
Yeah.
What would you guys say is your favorite way to eat chocolate?
In or easy go.
Ooh.
Favorite way to eat it? I mean,
good call.
I guess chocolate bar, man. There's not a lot of ways I get chocolate outside of the candy bar.
Hot fudge sundae.
Oh, see, that's a different level.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had hot fudge sundae in a long time. Long time.
Fudge is good, man. When you heat it and pour it over vanilla ice cream,
yeah,
that's probably one of my favorites. Yeah, that's probably the way I would get it.
Now that you say that, I'm about to get two. Order two.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple spoons. Put the whipped cream in the chair.
No, we don't need a couple spoons. Give me my own sip.
I want one of those long teaspoons. You know what I mean? So I get weighed down in that bad boy.
Yeah. One of the ones that comes with a milkshake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I don't need a ton of chocolate ice cream, but I do enjoy a Reese's cup or look. If you have a chocolate bar with almonds and a little sea salt, I'm in.
Sea salt.
Good
Lord. This is what happens when you get older.
All right. So again, these are four ways you've been eating chocolate wrong. Four ways, Miles.
Oh, four. Okay.
Pick a number.
Any number I want?
Any number you want.
Awesome.
Number 10.
I thought we'd pick within four, but that's cool.
You said any number.
Stop washing it down so fast.
the taste of chocolate lasts a fairly long time. The taste of chocolate lasts a fairly long time if you let it linger.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's like a fart.
Yeah. Or a cranberry song?
Yeah.
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 Which was about a fart.
You put it in your mouth and you just let it sit on your tongue?
You keep eating the flavor without eating more. Basically, you're going to keep getting flavor without eating more. You're also going to save on calories. So, like you ever get like the old school just Hershey's bar with the squares?
Yep.
Like, break that square, one square off, and put it in there.
Dude, seriously.
Just let it
just
marinate.
Suck on it just like a kind skull of
let it dissolve, man. Look, my daughter's all into those Hershey bars now, so she goes to bed, I'll break off a piece. But I can break off a single piece of the Hershey bar, maybe because I'm old and I'm too lazy to chew, but, like, that bad boy gives me about 10 solid minutes of happy.
Also, just a pro hint, it's pretty pricey, but there is a phenomenal hotel in Hershey Park called the Hotel Hershey. Turn down service comes with a Hershey bar.
The Hotel Hershey.
It's a little pricey.
Do you know why? Because they don't really want to know what's on the sheets next morning at the Hershey Hotel.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
All right. It's a classy joint.
All right. These are four ways you've been eating chocolate all wrong.
Wrong.
Six, number six.
Smell it before you eat it. Just like wine, experts say you should smell your chocolate before you pop it in your mouth.
Hmm.
It primes your taste buds so you get more out of the flavor.
Again, right. I agree with that. It's like coffee, right? You smell coffee, your mouth already decides it wants coffee. Chocolate is that way, man.
Sorry.
What?
I'll just give it a tug, and then you turned around.
Oh, you haven't been tugging as much this week.
All right.
It's the humanity.
I like that we're talking about food, and you're giving it a tug.
One, number one.
Stop chewing it so much. You'll taste more if you press it up on the roof of your mouth. And then dissolve it by sucking on it. Just like we're saying here.
Like
just take the one... The one square, or if you have some Hershey Kisses in your home,
oh, yeah.
Put one of those in there and just kind of suck on it. And eventually the kiss will get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Sounds to me like the longer this thing is in your mouth, the better.
Yes.
Yes.
It's chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine.
Stop eating it in huge chunks. Breaking it into smaller pieces releases the aromas so you can taste it more, especially if it's good chocolate. Rubbing it in your thumb also helps, but it's a little messy.
Rubbing it in your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to release flavors.
Right, it depends. If you're getting a high-end chocolate, then yeah, you're going to want to do
release
this.
Release the flavor!
All right, mm-hmm. I'll take my time next time I get a chocolate bar, because that'll be easy.
Do the Usher approach. Take it nice and slow, friend.
Oh, yes, the Usher approach.
Okay. All right, now chocolate, some people know it has caffeine in it, so it can keep you up at night. I also have three foods that can keep you up at night.
Three foods that can keep you up at night.
Thrill, you're going to like this list.
All right.
Number six.
Simple starches, like breads, potatoes, rice. They can make you feel tired and help you fall asleep. But then they cause your blood sugar to spike, but can disrupt your sleep.
So I should stop eating peanut butter and jellies every time I get stoned, is what you're telling me.
No.
I'm not going to, and you know I don't care. I'm in it, man.
Well, those are simple starches.
Exactly.
Simple.
Maybe get them a complex carb, I don't know.
Number eight.
Bad fats.
Okay.
And not in a cool way.
Like Big Sheila.
Bad fats from like fried foods and butter.
Oh, sure.
They tend to give you the worst sleep. A Mediterranean diet is full of good fats that has been linked to less insomnia. That also means less red meat, more fish, and nuts.
And vegetables. That's the Mediterranean diet.
Number three.
Girl, this is why you're going to like the list. Again, this is three foods that will keep you up at night. Fruits and vegetables. Especially ones that contain a lot of water, like melons and cucumbers.
Oh, no way. You think that would be a great snack at night?
Yeah,
it
sleepy.
It is. Basically, it's like chugging water right before you go to bed.
Instead of eating that candy bar before you go to bed, you know, I'm just going to have some melon tonight and
eat
go to bed.
Chocolate.
Eat something healthy and all that, and that's not the case. You might as well just eat the chocolate.
Yeah, is ice cream on that list? I think not.
Ice cream's not on this list.
Oh, here's my ass. Please kiss it.
Play the blood trumpet all night.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Yeah, ice cream.
But I'm saying, eat your healthy crap, you sleepy, dopey son of a bitch. I'm going to show up at work. That's right. I might be fat and ugly and smell like Cheetos, but I'm awake and ready to go.
What if you do all this and still have a crappy night's sleep? Then what do you blame?
Stress.
All right, okay. I mean, I don't know either. I'm doing all the right things.
Oh, it's too hot in this room.
Right.
I'm stressed out.
My problem right now, the cats and the raccoons are still fighting for turf. I don't understand what it is about this one particular parcel of yard that they're fighting over, but I wish it was not directly on the other side of my bedroom window.
Mm-hmm.
This is every night.
What team are you on?
I kind of got to go cat. So there's this tan cat that I believe belongs to the neighbor, but it sits directly outside of my house, and then my cat stares at it, and they just kind of meow at each other. This cat is tan. It's kind of orange. So my daughter named it Pumpkin. Again, the cat she owns, the black one, is Rainbow. But anyway.
You think Pumpkin and Rainbow are going to gang up and beat up this raccoon?
Rainbow's not going out there, dude. Okay. Rainbow's not built for this. This is street stuff. This is a Bel Air cat, all right?
Right.
Don't step into
Rainbow
this.
Rainbow ain't built for this.
She's not built for this, man.
She don't want
any piece of a trash panda, brother.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Still a couple drinking toasts with a shot of the day. And the return of No S. Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with drinking toasts with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe. Looking for stories with headlines and screams.
Well, no Sherlock.
Instagrammers warned against swimming in Turquoise Lake that's actually a toxic water-filled quarry.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
They know this. It is documented. There are signs all around this lake that says, hey, man, don't get in this lake. The beautiful blue color of the lake has nothing to do with nature. It has everything to do with the toxins that we're dumping from this plant right freaking there. And people are still going into this lake because it does look beautiful to take pictures. We continue. 70% of us wish we lived somewhere else.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
A California man who drove his wife and autistic sons, plural, off a pier is charged with murder.
Oh, no Sherlock.
June 2019 was the hottest on record across the globe.
No Sherlock.
A guy approaches some bear cubs and is almost mauled by their mother.
No, Sherlock!
I don't know anything about bears other than if you see a baby bear, if you don't see dead mama, don't even get near the
thing. If you see baby anything.
You know what? You're right, man. Baby people, don't get near it if you think mom or dad's around. We continue. A survey says most people did not care about the quote-unquote controversial casting of Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Well, what do you know about that? Sherlock!
Apparently 16% of people oppose it. Because it's very important. This is historically accurate. You want to make sure you maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not make-believe or anything. Sex offender turned Christian missionary charged with molesting orphans in Kenya.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
How do you even let him have that job?
I found God. Don, go ahead. Right? Not everything now?
Jeez.
Sex less likely and less satisfying as women hit older age.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Ladies, that's why you want to keep having sex with young men. You want that virile young man to go in there, not those old guys like, I have a cramp. Florida cop busted for planting drugs on dozens of unsuspecting motorists.
No, Sherlock.
Miami.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, celebrities. I've been saying this for years. It's one of my pet peeves. Drives me crazy because you're so insincere. You are so shallow. You are so vapid. Anyway, the headline reads, posting condolences on social media is not helpful.
No, Sherlock.
Oh, my God. I just want to let everyone know that me, Kim Kardashian, or whoever the hell it is, I'm so sad that so shut up. Shut up.
We continue. Election system across the country uses software vulnerable to hackers.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
And just so you know, they've done absolutely nothing to change that. We know it's vulnerable to hackers. We've gone through this. We've been talking about this for 2.5 freaking years. The Fed's been talking about it for 4 years. They've done nothing to change the system, and I understand hackers can break into electronic all kinds of things. I came up with this wacky idea. I hope they're sitting down. Use a paper ballot. Let's move on, all right? Take a pencil or take a pen, you fill it out, hack that, kiss my ass. U.S. has savings and loan crisis. Consumers owe more than they have in the bank.
Well, no, Sherlock.
And, thank you, Steve. Go ahead. You want?
I got one more for
you. Right.
I feel that this is apropos. It needs to be said now. Raid on Area 51 would be dangerous.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. This shot brought to us by listener Scott Richter. I'm not sure that I said his actually, I'm positive I said his last name wrong. But anyway, today we toast 1,500 men from Atlanta, Georgia. But before we get to why we're toasting them, let me first read the singles ad that appeared in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Quote, single black female seeks male companionship. Ethnicity not important. I'm a very good-looking girl who loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in a pickup truck, hunting, camping, fishing trips, cozy winter nights, lying by the fire. Candlelit dinners will have me eating out of your hand. When you get home from work, I'll be at the front door wearing only what nature gave me. Call 404 blah 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 and ask for Daisy. Well, believe it or not, that was the ad, and like I said, over 1,500 men responded quickly to this ad, only to find out that Daisy's an 8-week-old black Labrador retriever at the Atlanta Humane Society.
Didn't read it close enough.
So
it was in the wrong category.
1,500 guys, real quick, made the phone call, and they called the number that Daisy had posted. Basically, it was the Atlanta Humane Society saying, we're glad you're interested in Daisy. She might be interested in you, too. That's not why they were calling. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to get tested live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.